I'll tell you what, who's all over it as well, because he's an ambassador there for the Wagga Carnival this week. Brad Davidson, morning to you, mate.
Yeah, morning, guys. How are we?
Very well, thanks. Now, we'll get to Wagga, but also the Coast is set to launch there at Gosford this weekend. What do you make of the Noms?
Yeah, my new local race, the Coast, only 20 minutes down the road there at Gosford now, so that'll be good. No, looking forward to it. 15 nominations there for the Coast this weekend, guys. They've been extended, but Nima Lee and All Saints Eve currently the two sort of headline runners there for the weekend. Nima Lee's been outstanding for the Matty Smith Yard this preparation, and All Saints Eve thought it was a sneaky run the other day, so they look the two at this stage. I mean, when it comes out to ratings, they're definitely the two that are right up there at the top, but we'll see if we get any more nominations this morning before they close, but looking forward to that race kicking off, and no doubt it'll continue to grow over the coming years.
Well, one of the great racing carnival starts today down there in Warrnambool.
Yeah, it's one of those great racing weeks, Loz, isn't it? I know we're at the end of the autumn carnival, but this is one of the great country racing weeks with Warrnambool and Wagga. The two carnivals they work well together, and obviously one in Vic and one in New South Wales. And Warrnambool starts today, so no doubt there'll be plenty of punters down there. What do they call it? Schoolies for over 40s, I think, down here they say. But you've got the Briley today, the Wongoom tomorrow, and the Warrnambool Cup on Thursday. And then, of course, Thursday Wagga kicks in there with a two-day carnival there, which I can't wait, as you said, to get down there and be involved and join you guys at the William Farrett on Thursday morning and live for the show on Friday morning as well. So looking forward to that Calcutta, guys.
What's the biggest one you've been to, Dave? Biggest Calcutta?
I've been to a few.
I mean, country-wise, yeah. not Melbourne Cups and
but
that
even,
type of
even
stuff.
Even the Melbourne Cup ones I've been to are probably only sort of, 30, 40, 50. Don't really. I generally go to the... been to the smaller ones at smaller pubs in Melbourne for the Melbourne Cup and then obviously in Sydney for the Melbourne Cup in the past, but nothing like what you're talking about. And I do enjoy a Calcutta, and I sit down and work out the odds and work out generally whether I'm getting a good play or not, and then I try to bid and see if I can get one as well. But sounds like with all those pulls, I might have to bring a fair bit of money.
Right, it's a... It is a big one. I mean, I'm only going on what it was a couple of years ago. It was sensational. Actually, I'll get Dave Barnhill. We'll speak to Barney, and he'll give us the exact number, but it was definitely over 100,000.
Wow, that's amazing. Yeah, the Calcutta's great. It's such a great atmosphere, and no doubt everyone will be in fine form after the races on Thursday night and then into the big one on Friday.
Zaki's been very impressive. It's two runs in Australia so far for Annabelle Neesham. How do you rate its chances in the Hollandale?
Yeah, I think they went up about $11 all in there, guys. It's been well supported. Surprised it went up those odds. It's been super, hasn't it, in two runs in Australia so far. We had a really good effort in the JRA plate. Before that, had no luck whatsoever in the Doncaster. So do you think it'll be well suited up there? 1800, Gold Coast. There's a few others, Brandenburg up there, and Natoya. Looks like it might be going there. Whether it goes through the chairman's sale or goes to there, we'll wait and see. But they're definitely shaping up to be a nice race this weekend, and we'll just continue on from those country cups during the week.
They're back on at Hawkesbury today. Have you got anything?
Yeah, quick backup at Hawkesbury, Loz, today. I'm quite keen on the meeting, to be honest. I'm really keen on one in race four, guys. $2.20 at the moment. The stable mate, Captive Air, is $2.25, but Quiet Michael's the horse I speak of. I think he'll start close to odds on, guys. I really do. I think he's a much better chance than the other pretty much equal favourite in the race at this stage. You watch his run at Canterbury the other day. He only got out 200 metres from home, and he was absolutely rocketing to the line. I think the extra trip will suit, where I think the extra trip's a bit of a danger for the stablemate, because the stablemate's a very keen going horse, and I just can see it over racing and not running the trip out. So I'm really keen on Quiet Michael. I think he's very, very hard to beat today. And the other one for me, race 8. I think it's a race in two between Acero and Smart Success, and if you're looking for a roughie, Sam Spade's not horrible out wide. But I'm really against Sirens, who's one of the favourites here at the moment. I've marked it 15-1. It's a $4 chance, so I could get that wrong. But happy to be with Astero. Look, it's been well supported overnight, so I think you will get a touch better price. But Astero, for me, I think can go close in the last. It comes back as a gelding and some really good form lines last prep. So that's the other one. But the main one for me today, guys, Quiet Michael. I think he's extremely hard to beat, and one of the better bets in a couple of weeks for me.
Yes, $2.20 with Tab, as you mentioned, and race 8, number 5, Astero, $3.30. Davo, have a good day, mate.
Yeah, thanks, guys.